hey, you come back from maybe a little vacation or just going to the grocery store and you're standing in water.
Two inches deep, 6 inches in your drop floor.
And tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage. How do you prevent it? Well, joining us at our broadcast location is a guy who knows a lot about it. He is Todd Avenarius. Todd, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Tell us about the product.
AquaTrip. I guess the simplest way to define it is it's like a breaker switch for your plumbing system. Okay.
A breaker switch for the plumbing system.
I like that.
That's cool, but I don't get how the heck it works.
So the AquaTrip is on your main water line into your house, right?
Right.
It's after your utility meter. It's after fire suppression.
So this goes in line at the main.
That's after your pressure regulator.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. So this is a 1-inch input.
That's one inch. We have from 3/4 all the way up to 2-inch.
Okay.
Shelves, right?
Sure. What's next?
So the AquaTrip then is you design it or you time it and program it to what you want for continuous water flow.
For example, pressure.
So 20 minutes, right? I mean, is there going to be any continuous water flow that's 20 minutes or longer?
What's the longest shower? What's the longest wash cycle?
That's exactly right.
And what's the longest dishwasher cycle?
That's right. See, a lot of these other competitors out there are water sensors. They'll tell you, you have moisture, but it doesn't tell you where. It sends you an alert, but you don't know where the leak is, or it doesn't stop the water.
Okay.
Right? So we stop the water. So we prevent water damage, but you don't lose control of your water because you have a remote that you can use to override it and turn it back on.
So if I have a teenager and he goes from his standard 45-minute shower to 49 minutes, this thing will turn his water off.
It will.
It's dual purpose.
I'm
loving this.
It's water conservation and water damage.
This is great.
Yeah.
It really is great.
I would set this for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you can. You can actually, from the remote, if you think he's in there too long, just turn it off.
Just turn it off.
I love it.
If he's getting up to the 45 minutes, 3 minutes prior to that, it will reduced to just a drip, letting them know.
What are we looking at, Todd? What are we looking at in terms of manufacturer suggested retail on this?
Suggested retail is $600, at around $600. But we can get that down, you know, with quantities. We're
now, besides
family,
I'm just fishing here.
Sure. Yeah.
Besides time, is there some sort of release of pressure or something like
there
that?
There isn't. It's strictly time-based.
It's water flow
that you want to stop, like you mentioned. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that had that same instance.
And do I program it from the remote?
You program it right from the remote.
You have exception
periods for irrigation, things like that. It automatically defaults to just 3 minutes at night because you get up in the middle of the night and have to go to the restroom or something, flushing a toilet.
You're not
going to have any water flow for over that. But during the day, it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever you
think. And then if you're on vacation or something like that and you don't expect any activity, you can see
right there, you click home and away. If you leave your house at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know nobody's going to be there for the whole day, you can hit home and away then.
Then it's three minutes or two minutes or one minute.
The old days at my vacation home, we'd leave, we'd turn the main water valve off, put a lock on it because, you know, you go away and the pipes burst.
It's great for vacation homes, absolutely.
It's wonderful. The product, again, is called?
AquaTrip.
And our audience can find more information on the product where, Todd?
At buyaquatrip.com.
B-U-Y. AquaTrip.com.
A breaker for your plumbing system.
That's right. You put in smoke detectors, you put in carbon monoxide detectors. Why not putting in a leak detector?
Thanks for joining us from the PCBC.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.